Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you all had a good lunch, and also had still some time left to look also a bit at the speaking notes we sent round just before lunch. Let me, as a way of kickoff, just remind you of the four takeaways I identified, and perhaps we could then have a follow-on discussion on that. My first takeaway was that the matter of reaching a common understanding of laws is, in the eyes of many of you, intrinsically linked to the type of measures this group should agree on, namely prohibitions and regulations, and that this understanding would also trigger the need to arrive at a common understanding on the notion of human control and the application of IHL. And these concepts are central to our discussion. Second takeaway was that the key question lies in deciphering now how we will decide on conceptualizing laws. And I, for my part, would like to use as a basis the conclusions reached by the group in 2023, whereby the group concluded that weapon systems based on emerging technologies in the area of laws must not be used if they are incapable of being used in compliance with IHL. And based on the discussions of this week, I would say that we need now to figure out what the said lack of compliance which IHL would boil down to. And then I came up with three ticks about how the weapon is used, including how it's being used by a human operator, and or if the lack of compliance is based on the context of its use, and or if it's based on the capabilities of the weapon itself, for example, those that would render it excessively injurious or to have indiscriminate effects. And we heard, of course, a lot of views already on that. Also, many of you referred to the 2023 language, but to be quite honest, quite a lot of you came also in there, in your submissions, you came back again to your previous national views. But I think the time of having a compilation of national views is a bit behind us. We now have to look to common understandings. And for me, the best way forward would clearly be to build on what was achieved under my predecessor and see how we can take that further. And I would now really like to hear your views. And then later on, we have still some slides prepared also to have to revisit topic one. But I would first like to have this discussion on the way forward. And I recognize the distinguished representative of Australia, and I would like to give you the floor.